Welcome back to the Paula Gordon Show for a few more minutes with Lady P.D. James. You describe a friend of yours who died in your fragment of an autobiography, saying that she died among those who love her, without pain, and you thought without fear, and that this was the most that any of us could hope for. As I read that, I thought, this is 180 degrees out from all of your detective stories. That all of your detective stories violate this rule in some way.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. I mean, I much regret to say that the victims don't die among those who love them, and I certainly, I think, in many cases, don't die without fear.
Or pain. You're good on pain,
and
too.
And sometimes with pain. Well, not always, of course. I suppose if they have a great bash on the head that's very quick, they may not even know it's happened. It could be, I suppose, relatively merciful, but it's not the way any of us certainly would wish to die.
Is that what pulls you to these stories, these fundamental issues of life and death and what we are and who we are as creatures?
Well, I wonder, subconsciously it may be. I don't think consciously I think that's what I'm doing, but it is interesting that the books do have death at their heart. And I think death from childhood has always fascinated me, has interested me, and I've always been aware of it, which children very often aren't.
Indeed.
Or young people aren't. I've always been aware of it. So I can't imagine writing a book which hadn't death in it, even if it wasn't a mystery.
Well, there is no life without death in it.
But you also talk about the appeal of the form of the mystery as being an attempt to reestablish order in the face of that.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very, very comforting and reassuring form because it affirms the sanctity of the individual life, however unpleasant that person may have been, however dangerous, however, in a sense, evil. He has a right to live that life to its last natural moment and not to have it taken away by somebody else. And it affirms our belief, I think, that we can bring order out of disorder and that we live in a rational and a moral and a comprehensive world. And to that extent, I think the appeal of the mystery will continue.
You also say that you sense an atavistic draw, that somehow the person won't rest in peace until we've found out who did it.
I think that's a natural feeling. I think if someone I greatly loved was murdered, I would not rest until I knew who'd done it, and preferably have that person brought to justice. We have a great need for justice, haven't we, in this world? I mean, almost the first thing children say is, oh, but that isn't fair, Mummy, isn't it?
Yes.
And this is with us as human beings, and we can only achieve a very imperfect justice. The imperfect justice of human beings is not the perfect justice of God, but we need to attempt justice.
This is Lady P.D. James. Thank you for your many attempts, and we will continue to watch as you produce more books for us.
Thank you, Paula. It's been a delight to speak to you and Bill.
We are delighted to have been guided through a bit of Lady James's several worlds, and we thank her for loving her audiences so much that she has continued to share with us all. We also thank the Commerce Club in Atlanta for making the conversation comfortable. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.